Penguin Random House Audio presents Brotopia, Breaking Up the Boys Club of Silicon Valley. This is the author, Emily Chang. To my three sons, whose lives will be enriched by living in an inclusive future. Introduction. Not just a pretty face. Tech's original sin. Lena Soderbergh started out as just another Playboy centerfold. The 21-year-old Swedish model told the magazine she left her native Stockholm for Chicago because she'd been swept up in America fever. In November 1972, Playboy returned her enthusiasm by featuring her under the name Lena Scheuerblum in its signature spread. If Soderbergh had followed the path of her predecessors, her image would have been briefly famous, then relegated to gathering dust under the beds of teenage boys. But one particular photo of Lena Soderbergh would not fade into obscurity. Instead, her face would become as famous and recognizable as Mona Lisa's, not to most Americans, but to everyone studying computer science for the next half a century. In engineering circles, some refer to Lena as the first lady of the internet, but others call her the industry's original sin, the first step in Silicon Valley's exclusion of women. Both views stem from an event that took place back in 1973 at a University of Southern California computer lab, where a team of researchers, led by William Pratt, PhD, was trying to turn physical photographs into digital bits. The work would pave the way for the development of the JPEG, a compression scheme that allows large image files to be efficiently transferred between devices. But the JPEG was far into the future. In 1973, researchers needed to...